All right. Well, good afternoon. As scary as it is right now, I just thought I'd come to you here real quick, and I don't even really need my computer, so I'm not going to look at it much, but well, I might need it in a few minutes. But here's the thing. These people are evil. You have to really be sick in order to do what some of these people in New York have voted to do. And you have to really think about the people that are that they're representing. Like, is this really your form of government? Is this really what you want to do? You really want to be able to execute a baby, an infant? Let alone the most helpless life when you murder the baby in the womb. Now you want to murder the baby out of the womb. Now you think that's a right. I think you're absolutely insane. I think you people have devils that are like legion to the 1000th power in you. I think you have devils so big flying in and out of you. You're like a aircraft carrier for them. There's no way that anybody in their right mind can even think this is acceptable. It baffles the mind that anyone could think this is acceptable. Now think about this. Think about this. These people, and I got a mess on my table, but I don't care really, to be honest with you. I believe life begins at conception as well. Murder's murder. I absolutely agree with you. But you're telling me that you've got the audacity, these people do. They have the audacity to believe that it's okay to murder these children, these delivered babies out of the womb. It's murder either way, but it's just they're stepping it up even worse. And the thing that makes it even more sick than that, absolutely more sick and disgusting, is the fact that these people were cheering and clapping for it. They were cheering and clapping on that congressional floor over the fact that they're going to do this. It's just like there's no sorrow. They're brazen. They have like a whore's forehead, the Bible says. They cannot blush. They cannot blush. These people are Nazis. These are the Nazi 2.0 generation right here. If you've ever seen it, these are Nazis reloaded with more hate. You can't show me one bit of difference between these people and Adolf Hitler. You can't show me one bit of difference. They want to take your guns and they want to kill your kids. Well, I mean, is there any, I mean, you're Nazis. You're a bunch of Nazis. If you can't do it like that, you'll do it with a medical device. Vaccines or whatever else, you'll try to shoot in somebody's arm and force them to do that. Forced inoculations and everything like that, right? So it's whatever they want, whatever they say. And these people voted for this. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how you can be that. Well, the Bible says, I know how. It's just when you see it, it's very hard. It says in the end times that they will be without natural affection. Romans chapter 1. in the end times, men and also it says it in Paul warns Timothy that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. He goes on through a whole list. Then he talks about perilous times that shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And what's the number one reason why people get an abortion? Because they're a lover of their own self. That's the reason why they get an abortion, because they love themselves more. They love the pleasures of this life. They love themselves, and they sacrifice babies on the altar of comfortability. That's what they do. And I know, you know, it won't shock me if I get kicked off of live YouTube for like, whatever. They'll put me in timeout. They always do. But whatever. I don't really care if they put, to be honest with you, I don't really care if they put me there. I don't really care. The point is, it's true. These people are a bunch of Nazis. And I defy, and I'd like YouTube, I'd like New York, I'd like any of them to stand in a room with me and tell me why they're not. Convince me why you're not Nazis. Convince me why you're not a bunch of murderous, wicked Nazis. Why all you people did was find a way to legalize euthanasia, to legalize the murder. Legalize child sacrifice. That's all you did. You just found a way to legalize it. Well, just because you legalize it doesn't mean it's right. And I'm going to tell you people something that are voting for this. If you hear this message, I'm going to tell you something. There's something that the Bible talks about, a worm. And where their worm dieth not, and their fire is not quenched. You're going to die someday and you're going to go to hell. And that worm in your mind is going to eat at you for the rest of eternity, for all of eternity, which never ends. There is no duration. And save your garbage, you people that don't believe in hell. Don't spam my page with your garbage, okay? I know what the Bible says about everlasting life, and I know what it says about everlasting torment. I don't need your SDA garbage and your other soul sleep garbage from the pit of hell. When men don't want to believe there's a literal flaming, fiery hell, it's because they're probably going there. And I wouldn't want to believe it was true either until the Holy Ghost of God revealed it to me on March 11th, the night of March 11th, 2002. When he convicted my soul, and then on March 12th, I was saved by the grace of God. I didn't like hell much either. I don't like it now either, to be honest with you, but I've been saved from it. And I know it's real, and that's why I warn people. I'm going to tell you something. You're gonna die, and then the second death comes. You're going to be cast in the lake of fire for all of eternity. And you're going to stand before God when those books are opened. And that worm of your conscience is going to eat at you. And the murdering of babies, you're going to remember for the rest of eternity, for all of your existence that will never end. Vicious cycle that will never end. It's a fearful thing to the fall into the hands of the living God. Very fearful. It ought to be. You legislators that are legislating evil. Well, Romans 13 says not to obey your wickedness. Romans 13 says you're to be. Let's look at what Romans 13 says. Let's look at it here. Whoops, I might drop my microphone. I'm getting so excited here. Romans chapter 13. Believe me, I'm containing myself. Hey, somebody sent me an email and said, Pastor, why you got to yell? Because I got something to yell about. They say, well, it's hard to listen to you when you yell. Well, turn it down then. I don't know what to tell you. I don't like have a script that tells me when to yell. Got it? I have a Lord above and I'm a passionate person. You want to go listen to some monotone guy? Go listen to some dry eyes guy on a commercial, okay? But you're not going to get that here. You're going to get real Bible preaching to real men and women who really need somebody to yell at them sometimes, who really need them to wake up out of their slumber and their sleep. You know who don't like to be yelled at? People that are sleeping. That's who don't like it. Wake up, princess. Amen. Anyway, Romans chapter 13 talks about what civil government is supposed to be. It says, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works. These are. But to the evil, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, to a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. You know, where is our government to execute wrath on them that do evil? We have our government right now legislating. You know, civil government's duty is good and evil. It's to hold up good and to punish evil. Right now, what civil government is doing is punishing good and lifting up evil. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And we're not to obey them over God. There's a such thing as righteous rebellion. Yeah, exactly, Dakota. If this isn't something to yell about, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. This is the most atrocious thing. It's even worse. I mean, I know I don't want to minimize abortion as it's been for 60 million babies. I'm not trying to minimize that at all. I'm just saying they're doubling down on their depravity, their demonic depravity that goes beyond just simple depravity. This is worship to the devil. That's exactly what this is. And those people are openly saying that, yeah, we're going to murder these babies and we're proud of it. These people shout their abortion. All these people shout their abortion. You're going to shout it one day. Only the shouts that you're going to shout is from the lake of fire. You're going to shout from the lake of fire for all of eternity. You're going to shout. But it will be pains and agony like the rich man that was in hell, that was in torment. And he lift up his eyes being in torment. You really believe as small as man's life is, as short as man's life is, do you really believe it's worth it for you to live for Satan and live for yourself when you're going to end up in the lake of fire for all of eternity? Man's life is but a vapor that will soon vanish away. You better meditate and consider hell. You better consider eternity. You better consider your sins are ever before you. These people, they are possessed people, I believe. I believe when you get to this level of depravity, you pretty much have to be. It is absolutely the other side of natural affection, murdering the most innocent of life and then bragging about it, clapping for it, standing ovations for it. You people are sick. But you know what? God's going to give you over to your own depravity. God's going to give you over to that reprobate mind. If you continue down that road, God's going to let you go through that. Romans chapter 1 deals with that reprobate mind. Talks about that. And it's not just homosexuality. It's any sin you want to continue in like that. When the culture goes, that's the way it's going to go. Paul talked about who these people were, what they're going to do. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use in that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, blasphemers, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, I'm sorry, I read one of those words. Backbiters. Oh, boaster. There we go. Okay, anyway. I'm reading all the lists here and then some. I'm getting excited. Without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection. That's them. That's them. Who, knowing the judgment of God, look at this, what it says, implacable, unmerciful. When you can kill the most innocent of life, you have no mercy. And there will be no mercy showed to you. God will allow you, when you continue down that road, God will allow you to be given over to that state of mind. Or you'll be a reprobate. You want to stay that way? There will be no mercy for you. Unless you repent, if you can, pray to God and beg him for it. Pray to God and beg him for a repentant heart. But if you don't, and God gives you over to that, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do that, do them. Think about this. Here these people are. They're clapping after they voted for this. They're not the people having the abortion, but they're having pleasure in them that do it. They're going to hell too. They're going right along with them. And seriously, save it for any Pharisee out there that wants to say, well, maybe, just maybe, they might be saved. Yeah. People are sick in the head. I don't know what a super chat. Well, I guess I've seen a super chat. I've never monetized my somebody asked that. I never monetized my account. I've never done that. I don't feel right about like charging anybody anything. I mean, I know people want to give and stuff, but I don't know. I've never done that. If people want to give, they can find out how to donate to us. I don't ask for money though. I really don't. I let the Lord provide, and God does. And I rejoice in that. Folks have blessed us and sent us things and all kinds of stuff. But I don't ask for it. I really don't. I don't feel right about having to ask for that for people like that. Anyway, let me look at some of this chat here, though, and see how everybody's doing. Who do we got on here? Bridget Ashley. Well, good afternoon, Bridget. Hope you're doing well. James Henry. Hope you're doing well, James. Catherine, look for life. I'm sorry I'm not looking at the camera at you, but I know you can bear with me. I didn't have it all set up. I just wanted to do this. It was bothering me. So I saw it again. It's like in my face. Let's see here. Catherine, love for life. The only difference between a preemie and an aborted baby is the mother. The preemie has natural affection, wants her baby to survive. Amen. Right, they hate anyone who isn't for it. That's right. Carol O, well, God bless you too. I hope you're doing well. Thank you. And Andrea, I hope you're doing well there in Iowa. Kieran Wilson, yeah, reprobate mind. That's right. Jesus Christ, my King, hope you're doing well. Right, shedding of innocent blood, God does not forget. Remember when Manasseh repented? When Manasseh repented, sorry, I just got 10 things going on here. When Manasseh repented, God did not forgive the blood that was shed. He still brought judgment down on Israel. And Manasseh repented of being witchcraft, sorcery, child sacrifice, everything. God forgave him, but the land he punished, the nation he still punished, he said, I'm not going to forgive that. He didn't overlook that. Right. All right. All right, Joey's on. Hope you're doing well, Joey. I know that innocent blood. I'm telling you, we're in trouble. This nation's in trouble. Can you all hear me okay? I'm a big mouth anyway. You probably can, but I'm just curious. Let's see. I don't have the microphone like right up on me here. Let's see here. Nat Oliver, hope you're doing well. They aren't going to be satisfied till they're euthanizing babies. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. Listen to me. Here's the next step. You watch what these wicked devils do. there's going to be mothers that come in the first year of their baby's birth that are like depressed and have normal depression sometimes that some ladies get, you know, postpartum things. And there's things you can take for that, vitamins and other things. Be careful about, don't give into that stuff too much. Be careful and talk to people, okay? I talk to good Christian people that can help you. And there's nutritional things that you can take to help you with that. And, you know, have some friends over and stuff like that. Be around people. What they're going to do is they're going to wait, and they're going to say, well, this lady is really depressed, so she wants to have her baby put to death, and it's like a year old, and they're going to try to pass that. If they don't pass it, these people are sick. They're sick in the head. Michael, message retracted. Okay. Mike. Hallelujah. Amen, Dakota. That's right. I'm glad people yell too. My goodness, man. If you can't get excited about something, I'm telling you, Christians are too stinking dead anyway. They walk around like they walk around like they're zombies or something themselves. Yep, Days of Noah and Lot. That's right. I used to live in New York and live in Ohio now, but Andrew Lucifer Cuomo has always been evil. Jesuit educated, if you couldn't tell. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. That's right, Nat. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Depraved society. The depths of Satan, that's right. It's getting deeper. Getting deeper. Yeah, they lit the tower pink for freedom. How do these people think that's freedom? That's what I'm saying. When people try to tell us that they're going to stand, all these people try to tell us they're going to stand against this tyranny and they're all going to hold hands together. Man, you ain't going to stand against this. You got homosexuals, you got transgenders, you got baby murderers, you got all these people out here. They ain't going to stand together to save this country. They ain't going to do it. They're a bunch of wicked devils. They're not going to. That's right. Boy, there's a lot on here. Greetings from Maryland. Hi, hope you're doing well. You hear me loud and clear. Good. Yep. My wife's right about that. Older people will be next. I'm telling you, these people, Bill Gates already set that up years ago when he talked about let the old lady die or paying for the teacher. But those are called death camps, and we can't really have that discussion now, can we? Right? That is next. Yep. Piper's fun. They just voted to murder infants right out of the womb. They can just take them out of the womb and they can just put them to death. And they're going to try to whitewash this and make it sound better. There's no way to make it sound better. Murder is murder. And these people are sick. And we have to understand that we have a bunch of devil-possessed people running our governments. We have a bunch of people, not all of them, but the majority of them. The majority of them don't love the Lord. They don't stand for what's right. And I'm telling you, I'll take you back to Congress. We had a Republican House. We had a Republican Senate. We had a Republican presidency. We had a Republican Supreme Court, or a majority of the Supreme Court. What happened? Nothing. What happened with abortion? Nothing. Who held the purse strings of Congress? Or who held the purse strings? Republicans. What'd they do? Nothing. Nothing. They did nothing. So it's only going to dig in deeper. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get more depraved and more wicked. And what God's people need to do is continue to shine the light. They need to be light in a time of darkness. They need to stand, and they need to be firm in their faith, and they need to not let their voices shut up. That's true, Decoder. They use the same thing. It's the same techniques that the Nazis used, Decoder. It's the same techniques. I'm telling you, these Nazis run our government. These are Nazis that run our government. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, like I said, they'll probably pull my video, flag me, do whatever. I don't care. Whatever. Do it. Go ahead. Do it. It's going to happen anyway. I already know it's going to happen. But if they do it, just remember, you can catch me on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, and they don't censor me over there. And I'll just start doing live videos over there. I'll just start doing live programs over there if they censor me here. I'm not kidding you. I will. It doesn't even at the least bit bother me, you know? So it's just, YouTube is like, I mean, it's a great platform to get it out, get the truth out. But if that's what happens, that's what happens. You know, I'll just go over there and do them over there, but I'll get the truth out there to you one way or another. But Lord willing, as long as God lets me. But you know, it's sad. It really is sad. These are the days that we're in. I don't even need to link the article, because all you have to do is type in abortion in New York right now, and it's going to be trending everywhere. And you're going to see everything you need to know about the law they passed and how they blatantly and brazenly. And I'm going to tell you something. This may not set well with some people, but this is the fruit of evolution. This is where this comes from. Look at Romans 1. I preached a message a long time ago called the blueprint of destruction for society. It is the blueprint for destruction. Okay? And if you look at this, it says that they denied the Creator first. That's what they did. The wrath of God is real from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him, for the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imaginations. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds, into four-footed beasts, and creeping things. That's when God gave the society up. When they started doing that, they went down the road of destruction. Every society, Israel did it, Rome did it, America's doing it. Greeks did it. We're going to do it. Every society does it. It's a blueprint for destruction. You want to destroy your society? Go to Romans 1. It tells you how to do it. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They denied the God of the Bible first. Once you deny the Creator, it all goes down here. Why? There are no rules then. Do you understand that? There are none. That's why. That's what happened, sadly. Anyway, well, I'll probably let you go. I got to get some work done. I got a lot to do today, but I thought I'd check in with you and just let you know about that. I hope you're all doing well in the Lord and, you know, living for God and serving God. Stay in this book. Hey, keep up with our devotions. Keep up with our devotions. We don't have them all on YouTube, but we do have on Sermon Audio. I put one on every morning. Keep up with those. Those will help you stay in your Bible and be an encouragement to you, okay, at different times. And I've been uploading Acts, my expositional preaching on Acts. So be doing some more of that tonight. And should be uploading two more of those tonight, today for you here sometime today or tomorrow. So we'll be doing that and getting that on there for you and for you to listen to. And then we got a ton of other stuff. Again, I keep saying that and I got it, but I just haven't got it ready yet. So I'm working on it. I got a bunch of stuff here to put on YouTube to get it out there. Okay. You know, if you want the link, is that, I'm guessing you're asking for the link to Sermon Audio. Okay. Let me give it to you here. Hopefully I spelled it right. There we go. There you go. That's the link. And that's it. If you really want to stay up to date all the time with what we're doing quicker, You got to be on Sermon Audio because that's really where I put everything. I don't have time to do a lot of video. I don't have my video down the way I want it yet, and I don't do live services anymore. I just don't do that. I keep that separate for a reason. So it's just better that way for the church and for us. But I will upload. I will start getting things uploaded quicker. I'm working on that to have the system for that and to be a blessing to all of you out there and all those things. So anyway, praise the Lord for his goodness. Be in prayer, be in your Bible, and be ready, be watchful. This world is waxing worse and worse. I did a devotion to put on the Armor of Light.